Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of 5-minute releasing affirmations. Listen, I'm all about simplifying life, right? Cutting out the clutter, both physically and mentally. But sometimes, the biggest clutter is that little voice in our heads telling us we're not enough. Not thin enough, smart enough, successful enough, you name it. But here's the secret, my friends. You are enough just as you are today. Period. End of story. Today, let's tackle this not enough feeling head on because, trust me, it's a universal struggle. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives while you're just existing? That comparison trap can seriously mess with your self-worth. But remember, folks, what you see online is often a carefully curated highlight reel. It's not the whole story. The truth is, perfection isn't real. There's no magical checklist to tick off and suddenly become enough. We all have flaws, insecurities, and days where we just feel meh. That's perfectly okay. Embrace your imperfections because they make you unique. They tell your story. You're not a work in progress, you're a masterpiece already being created. Every single day is a chance to learn, grow, and become the best version of yourself, but remember that best doesn't look the same for everyone. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you feel more confident and self-assured. First, practice radical self-acceptance. This means loving and accepting yourself just as you are, flaws and all. It's about letting go of the need to be perfect and embracing your imperfections. Think of it like this. If a friend came to you feeling down about themselves, what would you say? You'd probably remind them of their amazing qualities and tell them they're enough just as they are. Well, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. Second, celebrate your achievements, big or small. It's easy to get caught up in what we haven't accomplished yet, but take a moment to appreciate your successes. Did you finish that project? Nail that presentation? Cook a delicious meal? Give yourself credit. These little victories add up and contribute to your overall sense of accomplishment. Third, surround yourself with positive people who support and uplift you. Negative energy can be draining, so choose to spend time with people who make you feel good about yourself. Remember, you attract what you put out there. So radiate positivity and attract those amazing souls who believe in you. Fourth, focus on your strengths and passions. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? When we focus on our talents and interests, we naturally feel more confident and fulfilled. It's like when you're playing a sport you love, everything seems to flow effortlessly because you're in your element. Finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Don't waste your precious energy comparing yourself to others. Every person has their own unique journey, their own set of challenges and triumphs. Instead of focusing on what others have, celebrate your own path and be grateful for all that you have. Think about a time when someone made you feel inadequate or not good enough. Maybe a critical comment from a boss, a harsh word from a friend, or even as pesky self-doubt whispers in your head. How did it make you feel? Maybe you felt discouraged, insecure, or like you wanted to shrink into the background. That feeling of not enough can be so heavy, right? But here's the thing. You have the power to choose how you respond to those moments. Instead of letting negativity define you, use it as fuel for growth. Remember that criticism often comes from a place of insecurity, not necessarily malice. And those self-doubt whispers? Well, sometimes they just need a good dose of reality and a whole lot of self-love. You are enough just as you are today. Your worth isn't determined by external factors like achievements, possessions, or the opinions of others. It comes from within, from your unique talents, experiences, and the beautiful soul that shines through. So go out there and shine bright. The world needs your light. Remember these key takeaways. Accept yourself, celebrate your wins, surround yourself with positivity, focus on your strengths, and ditch those comparisons. You are worthy, you are capable, and you are enough. Now go out there and let that stuff go, the doubts, the fears, the negative self-talk. Want to share your thoughts? Drop a comment below and tell me what helped you feel more confident today. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Let That Stuff Go. Until tomorrow, keep shining, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.